defensively. Second half, they got going. Rucker's an awfully good player. He got them going. But overall, I was really pleased with our focus, our attention to detail. You know, we're coming together now. The two games that we lost were both on last possessions. You know, we were able to win a game by double figures, and then we were able to go on the road now and beat a really good Army team that beat us the first time.
All right. On that note, what type of opponent is Army? How did you go about strategizing against them, whether it's Jalen Rucker or the team as a whole?
Yeah, well, first of all, they're a very good offensive team. Rucker's arguably the best guard in the league. He can hurt you in a lot of different ways. You know, tonight he was 3 for 7 from three. He had 24 points and 4 assists. he was terrific. And he was just hard to manage, you know. Then they have some really good young shooters and Roberts and Benson. Peterson's a load inside, and they got some depth up front. And then they got some athleticism on the perimeter with guys like TJ Small, Caldwell, and Cross. So, you know, they're a very good offensive team, you know, and then defensively they played extremely hard. They held us to 42% shooting. They played extremely hard. We were fortunate to make some threes tonight. We were 7 for 17, and that was the difference in the game. We made some 3-point baskets.
On that note, actually, to what extent do you think the disparity in 3-point percentage between you guys impacted the game? And how much of a priority did you place on spacing the floor as much as possible during this game?
No, we were trying to take what the defense gives us. We missed a lot of shots around the basket. Now, they were some contested ones that were a little bit harder to make, but we didn't really finish in the paint to the degree that we would have liked to. And then we were able to open up and, you know, the way they were guarding us on ball screens, it kind of opened up for our perimeter shooting.
Late in the first half, after trailing for most of it, y'all took a lead and only built upon it in the second half. What strategy, game plan, or statistic was it that got you that lead, and what allowed you to maintain it?
Well, going into the halftime, we just wanted to change up on Rucker. That was the big thing, you know, change up our defense on him. It didn't really work, you know, but he was scoring, but we were able to hold the other guys down, you know, and that I thought that played a difference in the game. That they weren't able to get guys like Roberts and guys like Benson open for threes, because when they're making threes and Rutgers scoring, they're a handful. So they only made 2 threes outside of Rucker, and that's what happened in the first game. But then Rucker had 29 in that game, or 30, and then that was different. So we were able to hold them to 24. And win the game. So that was the big thing. And then offensively, we just kind of wanted to take advantage of the way they were guarding us on the ball screen coverage. And I thought we did a really good job of that.
Yeah, 24 is still good enough for someone like Rucker, or to hold someone like Rucker. What do you make of Ethan Britton Watson's performance tonight, and how different does this game look without him?
Yeah. No, he's a big part of what we do. He was terrific, made some big shots. You know, he's 3 for 3 from three and then 5 for 5 from the foul line. He came up big, you know, 3 assists, 1 turnover. He came up big tonight.
And take me through the final 2 minutes of the game. What was your plan?
Well, we wanted to try to keep the ball out of Rutgers' hands. We didn't do a great job of that. We need to practice that more. We ran a play for Nevin Zink to score it inside. They did a decent job on him. And then we try to get them guarding. Again, we try to take advantage of the way they're guarding us on handoffs and ball screens. And we kind of wanted to throw it back and take away and be able to have an advantage on the spacing after we threw the ball back after a ball screen coverage. So, you know, we try to take advantage of that. And then defensively, as I said, we wanted to make them hold him to one shot. We didn't want Rucker to get going. We went under a three, the ball screen once he made it. And then we just said, hey, you got to go over on all his stuff and kind of make him pass it and then try to deny him back the ball.
I asked you how your plan to stop Rucker was, right?
Yeah. We just wanted to contain him. You know, it was hard to contain him. You know, he played great, but you know, if we had to play the game again, I don't know, outside of maybe trying to deny him more, that's the only other thing I would have done differently.
All right. All right, that's it. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Be good.